With the new long-range research and development plan, DoD is hoping to replicate the success of a study with an identical name from 1973. That effort eventually delivered stealth technology, precision-guided munitions, and networked warfighting systems a decade later. But Pentagon officials are growing increasingly concerned that potential adversaries are catching up with the technological edge those systems delivered. Under a request for information DoD issued on Wednesday, officials say they're looking for innovative ideas in five broad areas: space, undersea warfare, air dominance, defense from other countries' precision weapons, plus a catch-all category for other emerging commercial and military technologies. Stephen Welby is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Systems Engineering.
We're really looking to kind of open the aperture as we go forward to engage the broadest community to help us think through what the future of the department might look like. We're often criticized for not engaging broadly in long-term planning. Here, we're really trying to open our aperture to invite the public, industry, non-defense commercial industry, think tanks, academia, small business, the general public to come help us think about those future capabilities that might be important for the department and our technologies that might enable those capabilities. We're not constrained to current portfolios or investment plans. Folks are really being asked on these teams to come in with a clean sheet of paper, take their blinders off, and look at the art of the possible. We have a strong emphasis, again, on engaging non-traditional sources. And part of that includes the notion that the department needs to be a fast follower on commercial technologies, where we're not going to be necessarily the sole driver of capabilities that contribute to future military dominance.
The department says it wants the proposals to be limited to technologies that are far enough along that they can be deployed in the 2025 to 2030 timeframe, or emerging technologies that can be quickly accelerated with more development and fielded by then. Responses to the RFI are due on January 14th. From there, five working groups the DoD says it's assembled from its best and brightest science and engineering minds will pore over the responses in each of the five areas as part of a broader long-range technology study that's due to be delivered to the Defense Secretary by next summer. The final long-range plan, at least some of which is likely to remain secret, will start informing DoD's acquisition decisions starting in 2017.
Right now, we're after those ideas, right? When we assess those ideas, we'll look at the impacts and what's required to support them. But quite frankly, I think that much of what we're going to be looking at is how do we prioritize our investments. The department's largely protected its S&T portfolio, even during the current budget pressures, and that offers a resource that we can reallocate against these kind of key objectives. And so that's the cleanest way. Where we see opportunities to accelerate, we're going to look for mechanisms to do so. We see prototyping and experimentation as an important way to take these ideas and assess them, evaluate them in an operational context, and that's something we're talking about enhancing. But I think that's a real opportunity for us to think about ideas, how we bring them to rapid maturation, engage operators with them, and then understand what those impacts could be.
Even though the new long-range R&D plan is modeled after the planning the department did in the 1970s, DoD officials say several things are different this time around. For one, industry and academia were heavily involved in the actual panel that conducted that 1970s study. This time around, that's not possible because of acquisition rules that didn't exist back then.
We are going to provide a formal advice to the Secretary as an output of this, and so the panel itself will be government-only. But we're casting a wide net to get ideas into us, and the panels will be inviting folks to come brief them, talk to them, engage with folks that respond through this RFI. So the RFI isn't the only way of engaging. We intend to use that as kind of an entry point to invite folks in for a greater degree of dialogue as we go forward.
Another big difference, DoD says the innovations it's looking for this time around are likely to be found outside the traditional defense industrial base, compared to the 1970s, when DoD itself was the major driver of new technologies. And whatever capabilities the long-range R&D plan winds up delivering, Welby says the department is clear-eyed about the fact that it's not likely to get as much mileage out of them as the U.S. did from the last version.
The technologies that emerged in the 80s, technologies like precision-guided munitions, ISR, internet-based command and control, have had a kind of a 40-year run. And that's pretty remarkable in a competitive environment. The reality is that we're unlikely to get kind of a 40-year run out of any technology that emerges in the future. The pace of technology change has accelerated. And again, I'll point back at Better Buy Power 3.0, which talks about the need to reduce our cycle time to be able to turn faster. And I think that's going to be a critical piece of anything we do. the things that are likely to emerge from the study are going to need to be robust. They're going to need to be flexible. They're going to need to be extendable because that competition will not end with the kind of introduction of a new technology. But having the initiative, being able to shape that course of technology competition, I think is critical. And that's one of the things that we're looking for through this approach.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.